Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. Between 2 and 3, we've got Darren coming to talk to us about OzAct, the theatre company that's going to stage a production up at Mont de Lancy. Between 1 and 2, we've got Saskia from Forever Friends. We've spoken to her before. We want to catch up what's going there. Between 12:30 and 1, we've got Mr. Excited. Well, he's been injured. So John, I think it is, will be talking to us about what's going on with Mr. Excited. But being the third Wednesday of the month, it's time to talk to Alex from Crime Stoppers. So first of all, welcome, Alex.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks, and I hope you're really well too. Now, we're going to talk about scams, and I think these romance scams, they are getting more and more sophisticated. I mean, once upon a time, they just try and get someone here to friend them, and then as soon as they got them, they started needing money and all that. But I think you're going to tell us they've got a lot more sophisticated, haven't they?
Yeah, they definitely had. There are these things called crypto scams now. So traditional romance scams, they used to just involve, you know, requests for emergency funds or travel costs, like you said, but now they're just more and more complex. And they're turning into romance crypto scams. So instead of directly asking for money, scammers are actually presenting themselves as successful investors or mentors. And then they're gradually introducing cryptocurrency trading as an opportunity for you to explore together. So it might start with that friendly message or a shared interest or even a simple, oh, sorry, I think I have the wrong number text. And then over, you know, a couple of days or weeks, the conversation grows and they make that connection feel real. And then almost casually, the topic will shift into cryptocurrency and investing. And, you know, they're going to set up this chance to build a future together.
Yeah, they go on that very much on that romance side, don't they?
They do. They do. Yep. They start with the romance and they, you know, they get you to like them, and then they suddenly, you know, hint at and drop this cryptocurrency thing. And you, obviously, you like them, so you go with it. And it's actually a new wave of romance scams where, you know, emotional manipulation meets this sophisticated financial deception. And these romance scams were internationally known as pig butchering scams. But now this crypto romance scam, it's just rapidly evolving from that. And it's combining relationship building tactics with fake investment platforms designed to look convincing and real.
That's unreal, so, isn't it? Yep, sorry.
It is, yeah. No, sorry. So, yeah, so the victims, they don't feel like they're helping someone in need. They think that they're investing their money wisely. So, you know, scammers will often spend significant time building the trust with the person on these dating platforms, and then they'll drop the scam. They'll be really supportive and they'll create genuine conversations and they'll vibe with you on a deeply personal level, so that by the time that the investment discussions begin, those emotional barriers have already been lowered and you feel comfortable sending over the money to them.
I actually saw where we had a couple of women contact me before Christmas. I think I might have spoken to you or certainly someone from Crime Stoppers, where they actually sent a video and saying, oh, you know, we could have a future together. So how do these scams actually unfold so we can tell the people what to beware of, please, Alex?
Yeah, so it does reach that point, and many of these crypto romance scams, they do follow a similar pattern. So it'll start with that initial contact, which may happen through the dating apps or social media platforms or, you know, messaging services like WhatsApp. And some begin with, you know, and they're pretending to accidentally message you, but then that'll turn into ongoing conversations. Then they're going to build that trust with you. So scammers really invest in creating rapport with you so that, you know, you can trust them. So they may share daily updates with you, photos or stories designed to build credibility and emotional closeness with you. Yeah. And then after that trust is established, they're going to introduce the investments. So cryptocurrency enters the conversation and the scammer is going to claim to have insider knowledge, trading expertise or access to this special platform that, you know, they want to share with you. And then victims are directed to that professional looking, you know, platform, whether it's a website or an app. And it shows impressive returns. So then what you do is they're going to convince you to do a small withdrawal early on, and it's reinforcing the belief that the investment is genuine. And then often after all the withdrawals are complete by the third party, the victim will then have no access or limited access to their own crypto wallet. So that means that the scammer has, taken over once you've clicked on that link, entered your details, done a first deposit. They've got your access. They've got access. So then the next step is going to be where the trap then closes in and the larger deposits are encouraged. So the victim's going to attempt to withdraw their significant funds. Then the scam is going to tell you that, there's extra taxes or fees or verification costs to pay. So then you go ahead and you do that. And then suddenly when you want to talk to the, the person that you thought you were talking to get your withdrawal back of your funds, they disappear and you can't contact them. Their account is no longer to be found. The number is blocked. And then the last step is where that cryptocurrency is used as an investment, and then they're going to move the funds offshore quickly so that it's harder for you to trace. And then it's going to be really hard for the banks to recover these funds. There is a minimal opportunity that they can get these funds back, but of course still talk to your bank. But yeah, the scammer then has taken your money.
Disgraceful. Now, I also had it sent to me, I think I told you, a couple of videos. So they were actually even putting some of this stuff out on videos, sending to people on Facebook and telling them, we could have a future together. So what sort of red flag should we be looking at for the scams, please, Alex?
Yeah, so a couple of things you can look out for with these crypto scams is those fake profiles. So whether that be on Facebook, Instagram, or, dating sites, they're going to create those fake profiles. And as well, if they refuse to video call or phone call, because when you're talking to someone on a dating app, sometimes you might want to take it further and call them. But if they never want to, that might be a red flag. And of course, if they're asking you for money, personal information or images, anything like that, it's definitely a red flag. So stop the contact immediately. And as well, unexpected contact like calls, texts or emails. And if they're pressuring you by saying, you have to act now, keep this private, or if they threaten you, that is definitely a red flag. And odd payment methods like, gift cards, crypto, wire transfer, or, paying outside of a certain platform, if they're asking for money, definitely keep an eye out for that. And then if they're sending you links and files, messaging you, pushing you and urging you to click a link, open an invoice or scan a QR code or verify details, definitely stay away from that. And then little things like strange messages and spelling errors, extra letters, a lot of spelling mistakes, shortened links and things like that. Just looking out for those.
So why do these scams work so well? Because, obviously the scammers wouldn't keep using it if they didn't work.
Yeah. Well, the crypto romance scams, they succeed because they combined two powerful psychological levers. So it's the emotional trust that they build, and then it's that hope of the financial opportunity that you feel. So when people feel emotionally connected, they're more likely to trust the advice from that person that would otherwise raise red flags. So sometimes we don't think, too clearly when we really like someone.
Yep.
And then that adds the complexity of the cryptocurrency. So that's an area where many people are still learning about. And so someone might not know a lot about it. And so they just trust the person. And then it becomes harder to distinguish between, legitimate investments and then just convincing fraud. So importantly, falling victim to one of these scams has nothing to do with intelligence or experience. These operations are really carefully, engineered and thought out by these scammers to exploit you. So they're not just targeting people's wallets, they're targeting your emotions as well. So if you have met someone online and then they start guiding your investment decisions, especially involving cryptocurrency, it's worth just stepping back and getting, advice before, taking action and responding. Talk to a friend, a family member, and just step back for a moment and think about it.
Alex, what should the listeners do if they think they are or they are a victim of a scam?
Yeah, well, early reporting gives the best chance of preventing further loss. So we want to stop it, you know, before it goes any further. So if you are a victim of this crypto scam or any scam, you should immediately stop the communication with the scammer and just cease all contact with the person on the platform. You know, whether that means you have to block them, delete them, just do not send any more money or click on any additional links or share any more personal or financial information with them at that point. And then, of course, contact your bank or financial institution straight away, especially if funds have been transferred or account details have been shared. You can also go in on your banking app and you can freeze or put on hold your account. I know with Westpac you can do that. So while you wait, while you are contacting your bank so that no more money can get out, you can put your account on hold or freeze it for a little while. Yep. And then, of course, you can go on the ScamWatch website and you can report it to ScamWatch by lodging a report. They also have a lot of information on scams and things like that, a lot of tips.
I was going to ask that, do they have maybe some of these scams already listed so that you can look and say, oh, yeah, that's what's happening to me?
Yeah, they definitely do. They've got a whole page with types of scams.
Oh, good.
So you can go through, have a look at that. And then on our website, on the Crime Stoppers website, we do have a scam safety hub. So we've got a lot of information as well, specifically on scams. We have a whole, you know, series where a YouTube series where you can watch what to do if you are scammed. But definitely lodging a report with ScamWatch is going to help you. Yeah. And then, of course, you can also contact the police providing information. Even if you're unsure, you can assist investigations and help it prevent it happening to other people as well. So keep the evidence like the screenshots and the messages, the transaction details, usernames, the links, you know, keep all of that information on your, you know, your notes, your camera roll, because this is going to help your bank as well to figure it all out. And of course, you know, experiencing a scam can be distressing, especially when those emotions are involved and you think, you know, you do like this person. So also seek support by talking to someone you trust, or seek professional support if you do need.
Now, you did say they can contact Crime Stoppers, but you didn't give them a website out, Alex?
The Crime Stoppers website?
Yes, your Crime Stoppers website. Yep.
Yes, so that's crimestoppers.com.au. Then we've got, you know, under our resources, Scam Safety Hub, or we've got, you know, Make a Report link. So you can lodge a report. There's a FAQs page with a lot of, you know, frequently asked questions. So if you're confused about what to add into your report, what to say, you know, if you can submit photos and screenshots, all the answers are there under those links.
Now, Alex, one of the things that I'll run you past is, and I think I might have even asked you before your opinion, but it seems to me around Christmas there was a lot of these scams, romantic scams going around. A lot of the ladies, and I'm only talking ladies now because the only ones that I've had sent to me have all involved ladies, because I think the men are too ashamed to admit that they thought some 20-year-old girl was interested in a 55-year-old man. One of the things that I noticed with these people that sent me the stuff was that they got on Facebook, their widows, and then they start talking about how you know, it's going to be a lousy Christmas, it's going to be a poor Easter, everyone's away, I'm home by myself. People really should be very, very careful what they start putting up, because a scam like this, if you're a scammer and you look and this woman is so lonely, and I'm not picking on the ladies, I bet it happens to men too, that you're almost... Well, they're almost going to target that person, aren't they? Because already this person is emotionally unhappy. They're feeling nobody cares. And a scammer is just going to hone in on that, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. I think if they've, you know, found someone and they've targeted someone that is lonely and a bit vulnerable, they're definitely going to take opportunity and advantage of you. Because if they find someone who is, you know, quite with it. And, you know, some people reply and they say, you're a scammer, you know, they're not going to, you know, continue to pursue that with you. But yep. I think, yeah, they definitely are going to target, you know, people that they think will fall for it.
It'd be horrifying to know how many millions is lost on scams, only because a lot of people are going to be too ashamed to admit it, aren't they?
I think so, yeah. But, you know, again, it's not a reflection on you. Like, scammers are so smart. They think it out. Like, it's not that you're dumb or stupid or anything. Like, these scammers are just so advanced now.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that to you. People shouldn't be ashamed to report it, should they? Because if they do, they just let everybody get away with it. But, I know one of these ladies that contacted me coming into Christmas is a very smart person. She's a lawyer and nearly fell for it.
Yeah. It can be like they will see your profile, you know, if they do see as well that you are not a young person, you're maybe a little bit older, they do sort of like to target elders as well. It's because they think that they will easily fall for it as well. And that is a part of, you know, elder abuse. So, you know, reporting it, speaking up about it, it's going to protect other, you know, vulnerable and innocent people from, you know, being scammed and all their money taken off them.
Yeah, some people, I saw one the other day where someone's lost all their superannuation. Now, your website is crimestoppersvic.com.au. That's crimestoppersvic. Yep. That's all one word, crimestoppersvic.com.au. Mm-hmm. Or if they want to report something, they can also phone 1800 333 000, can't they?
Yes, correct.
Alex, look, it's great to have you with us again. I look forward to talking to you next month. I'd love to think there was no need for us to talk because there aren't scams and all those things going through. But, Alex, if people see things that they think aren't right, people coming and going at the wrong time of nights and 2 and 3 in the morning, they should also make mention of that too, shouldn't they?
Definitely, yes. That is definitely on the website for you to report, again, under that Make a Report website. So, you know, there'll be a question, you know, what is the report about? And you can press suspicious activity or other crimes. So, you know, anything that you see, if it's suspicious, high-risk drivers, someone with a weapon, you spot a wanted person out and about, you can report that. And then our Crime Stoppers unit that takes the report, then they'll contact you to investigate further.
Righto. So that's the website. It's crimestoppersvic, all one word, .com.au. Or if you've got anything that you think they would be able to use, and just remember, you might be that last little bit of information the police need. 1800 333 000. Alex, thank you for your time again. We look forward to talking to you next month.
That's okay. Thank you so much, and I'll speak to you then.
No worries. Thanks, Alex. Bye.